It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're going to be focusing on issues in the community of Twain Heart. We're pleased to be joined in studio by the General Manager of the Twain Heart Community Services District, Tom Trott, as well as the Fire Chief for the Twain Heart Fire Department, Chief Todd McNeil. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Well, first off, I'll start with Tom Trott as the General Manager for the Twain Heart Community Services District. You know, what exactly does the district all do and entail?
The district is the local government agency for downtown Twain Heart, really. Our borders are primarily the downtown area, and we provide water, sewer, fire, and park and recreation services for that area.
And I know there's been a pretty notable project that we've talked about in the news, the development of a new Twain Heart Meadows Park. You know, what can you tell us about that and how that's coming together?
We have a really exciting opportunity to be able to create a new park that is really designed to bring the entire community together. About a couple years ago, one of our residents, Julie Cowell, donated a one-acre piece of property. It's right downtown, right next to our existing park, kind of behind Century 21, El Dorado Savings Bank. And the idea, like I said, is to bring the whole community together. So about a couple years, she donated that about a couple years ago, and then we set out to design that as a community, because this is a project we really want it to reflect the community of Twain Heart. It's not something we wanted to go out and design and say, here it is. We wanted the community involved. And so a little bit, maybe a year ago, we started bringing the community together. We started with just a blank slate of paper. Here's the piece of paper. We went out with a survey and got over 400 surveys back of ideas of what people might want in the park, which is pretty neat, because I think the last survey we did before that, we may have gotten 10 responses. So to have over 400 responses is a pretty good turnout for us. So we gathered, we had a blank slate of paper. People got in groups. They got to paste the ideas that they wanted. And that's kind of really where we're wanting it to go. We're wanting this to be a park that reflects our community. It really has the ideas that the community wants. It's not something we present. It's something that they present, something that our community has ownership over. And so we took all of those things. We've had a lot of volunteer support over time, and we had a landscape architect who's a local cabin owner who decided that he was going to give some of his time, put together some really beautiful conceptual design plans. And right now that's kind of where we stand. We have a conceptual design. It incorporates some of the most popular ideas that we've received from the community and that we've gotten as far as feedback from some of the surveys. And what it entails now, it's only an acre, so it's not a huge site, but it has a large, open, grassy, meadowy area and a large mountain pavilion that's going to be designed to look kind of like mountainy with rustic timbers, a big maybe 30 by 40, 40 by 40 area that's covered where the community can come together, picnic, have shaded area. And then also what we're looking at is a water feature that's kind of a play area, maybe something where the fountains shoot up out of the ground for the kids to run through. Or really what we're trying to do is find a way to have interactive displays throughout the park that are able to tell in an interactive manner with kids and all ages, a little bit about Twain Heart history, a little bit about water education, where our water comes from, what it's used for, and a little bit about the culture of the area.
Well, 400 people who responded to the survey, it really shows that Twain Heart is an active community and really, really involved in the community.
It's great. We've had so much support in this, and we're looking to continue to do so. Over the coming months, we're going to have a design booth that's out there trying to get more feedback on the conceptual design and looking to refine it even further, looking at more details of what kind of interactive ways would you like the history and the culture and water education displayed. You know, what are ways that really work and that's not just a plaque with a sign that somebody reads, but something that somebody can touch and feel and really engage with. And as far as the water education, we're looking to try to get the entire park irrigated off of rainwater, capture off of roofs, and other types of methods that people can go home and they can see it in the park and they can go home and they can implement it in their yards to be able to make their landscapes healthier and use less water.
So the land for the park being donated, the actual creation of the park, is that something the district pays for or the community? How does that work?
So right now we're going after a grant through Prop 68 that has the potential to pay for the entire park without a match. Something we're really excited about. We're working hard on. It actually requires a lot of community involvement and planning, which is great because that's something we already started doing before the grant was available. And that's what we'll be continuing to do. So we'll be out with our design booth at the Chili Cook-Off that the Twain Art Chamber of Commerce is putting on. And that's on May 25th. We'll be out there at the Town Memorial Day Barbecue, which is on May 27th. And then also at the Twain Art Rotary Outhouse races on June 1st, Saturday. And then we'll have a couple of other community workshops that we do. But so we're really trying for that grant. Another great opportunity that came up is the Sonora Area Foundation just recently decided to partner with us and offer up a $28,000 match grant to start the project. So that one area of the project is going to be expanding the existing bocce courts. So there's a shaded picnic area. And one of our directors recently passed away, and he had served on Sonora Foundation board for over 12 years, Jim Johnson, and they wanted to do something in honor of him. And he had been working with the Twain Art Homeowners Group and a couple other groups to start the project through the bocce courts. And so that's something that we can get started on right away and not wait for grant dollars to come in. And so we're looking, if people want to partner with that, they can go to the Sonora Area Foundation website and give into the Twain Art Meadows Park Fund. And every dollar that's given is matched, up to $28,000.
So you can go straight to the Twain Art Community District website?
It'll be on the Twain Art Community Service District website and the Sonora Area Foundation website.
Nice to hear a dedication to Jim Johnson after he passed. I heard from so many people who he meant so much to in Twain Art community and in Tuolumne County as general. So it's... Yeah, I know that's a great loss, but nice to see him being remembered.
Yeah, we really want to honor him. He did so much for our community. He was on our board for 16 years and many other boards of the community volunteer organizations in town. Really a pillar of the community.
You mentioned possibly having a water element, too. I know as a parent of young children who have visited the Central Valley, see that type of thing. That's something that they always ask about. So that'd be kind of a unique element as well for Tuolumne County to have something like that in Twain Art.
Yeah, so that's really what we want. Something that kids can play in but learn at the same time. Go have an opportunity to get wet but learn about where our water comes from, where it goes, how it can be used, and what it's used for.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about Twain Art on this weekend's Motherlode Views. During this first segment, we've been talking with Tom Trott, who is the Twain Art Community Services District General Manager. A lot happening on the fire front as well. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Twain Art Fire Department Chief Todd McNeil. We're going to hear from him in just a second about many things that are happening ahead of the busy summertime events and fire season in the Motherlode. That's coming up next on Motherlode Views, talking about Twain Art. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.